Deepfake technology has already wowed and alarmed many with its ability to convincingly superimpose a person's face onto a body in any video through the use of artificial intelligence. Questions have circulated about how this will impact the media and Hollywood, but abuse of the technology has also emerged. Deepfake tech is being used to make pornography videos using the faces of people who have never actually been filmed or photographed engaging in sexual acts. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Hani Farid, the professor of digital forensics at UC Berkeley School of Information. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. Can you give us a short explanation about how this technology works?
Sure. I mean, the basic idea is that you are using innovations in artificial intelligence and machine learning to fully synthesize this type of non-consensual pornography that you referred to. And I think the important thing here to understand is that this is not skilled digital artists doing the things that we have done for many decades. This is really automating the process so that you literally push a button and you can put a person's face into a pornographic video, or as we saw recently, you can take an image of somebody who's fully clothed from a Facebook post and render them as if they were naked. And so we are seeing really revolutionary technology, in my opinion, being misused to create this type of non-consensual pornography.
Is there any way to regulate that?
Well, that's the right question to ask. So the answer is yes. There's a bill in Virginia that was just passed. There's a bill making its way in Texas. There's actually a bill here in the state of California. And there are at least two bills at the federal level that are looking to put both criminal and civil penalties for the creation of non-consensual pornography. Now, obviously, there's really complex and interesting issues with respect to the First Amendment, at least here in the U.S., and I suspect that this is going to be a really interesting case to see how we as a society wrestle with the rights of the women being depicted in these images and videos and the sort of typical free speech concerns that people have.
The deep nude creator took down his app, but copycat apps are now popping up online. How alarmed are you by that?
I have to say, when I saw the deep nude stuff, it was deeply troubling because historically the exposure and the vulnerability have been to movie stars. And while I don't excuse that, I think somehow we've come to understand that there's an exposure when you're a famous person, a public person. But now this particular app really gave exposure to anybody who has ever posted a picture of themselves online. That's deeply troubling. I was glad it came down largely due to pressure from the press, but of course it's popped up and the genie's out of the bottle now. There's no putting it back. And so we are going to be playing a whack-a-mole with this for a while. GitHub, which is the software repository where this is being hosted, has said they are going to ban it, but they are going to have to very aggressively keep an eye on this because it's going to keep coming up. I think the cat is out of the bag now, and I think that's really troubling on a technological level, on a human level, and it remains to be seen if the legislative pressure can really deal with these issues.
All right. Thanks very much for sharing the information with us. That's Hani Farida, professor of digital forensics at UC Berkeley's School of Information.